Hallelujah.
Let's go ahead and get started this evening so we can hear what God wants to say tonight. Amen. Let my voice sound better. Amen. Praise. All right. All right. How many of you remember anything about, first of all, let me ask a question. Bishop has been teaching on what? On faith. When is faith? When is faith? Faith is now. How does faith come? By hearing, and by hearing the word of God. All right, a lot of times we get to the place where we feel like, man, I've heard that before. How many have been there before? Somebody tell me what that is. That's really pride, isn't it? Why did I say it's pride? A lot of times, the very person that said, I heard that before, man, I heard that before. You need to talk about something else. A lot of times, you hadn't gotten it yet. So it's really pride. It's really, you think you have it, but are you getting the results? Come on, talk back to me tonight. That's going to be the determination of really, do I really have it? I'm an educator by trade. And one thing we talk about, especially with our teachers, a lot of times we want to stay on the surface level. But when we know we got something, then we're able to apply it. That goes to the natural realm, and that goes to the spiritual realm. If we have something, if I understand something, if I have an understanding of something, if I got something, then guess what? I can apply it, and I can get the results. Amen? So what we're going to teach you tonight, we're going to review what we've talked about in the past, but we're going to help push you to get some results tonight. Amen? A lot of times we look at it and we start thinking about, okay, it must be something else because I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, or I'm not doing this, or we think we are, and we're still not seeing results. One of the problems of people, period, whether it's a teacher, I'm going to give you some examples of that tonight, or whether it's a teacher or whether it's just in our everyday life, we hate to what? Change. Don't want to, exactly. She gave a perfect example. We don't want to move. Why? We like sitting where we are. We like doing the way we've done it. I've done it this way all these years. I'm not changing. I'm not moving. I'm grown. I'm setting my way. Whatever. Teachers, for example, we had a trainer today, and he was with a group of my teachers, and the teacher made the comment, and I'm really getting tired of the comment because I'm really getting close to saying what I need to say, but I'm trying to have some wisdom and operate in wisdom about it. But anyway, every time she has something, she, well, I can't do it, or my kids won't do this, my kids won't do that, they just won't do it, they don't know how to do this, I can't get them to do this, I can't get them to do that. But then, and my comment was, okay, the trainer and I come to your classroom, and say, oh, I don't want y'all to think I can't control my class. That's what comes out of her mouth. And my immediate response to her was, you say you have a problem, let's come up with a solution. So if you really want some solutions, then let's get about it. Let's be about it. And instead of just, but a lot of times we just want to be heard. We want to complain about it, but we don't want to really change anything. We just want to talk about it and say, oh, this, and this, and this. But then we don't want to put forth the effort or put forth the work to see some results. And so I'm getting close to having a conference with her because it all boils down to it. I don't want to do the work. Y'all be like, I ain't think you had that in you. Yeah. I'm telling you, grown folks will bring it out of you. I'm just saying, amen, amen. But anyway, but when we get to the place that we really want to see some change, guess what? We got to do some things differently. There's a law that's in motion that if I do it this way, then guess what? That same result I got, if I keep doing it the way I've done it, then guess what? I'm going to keep getting the same results. What's going to change about it? 2 plus 2 is always going to be what? No matter how many times I say it, right? But if I want 5, then what do I have to do? Add something different to it. That's how I'm going to get to 5. That's simple, right? Why do we want to change anything? Why do we expect things to be so different for us, but we're still not reading our Bibles, we're still not praying, we're still not confessing the word, but we're running to a prayer line. I'm talking about up here, I ain't talking about on the phone. You need to get on that. But I'm saying, when we want results, we'll do something different. Because I'm going to tell you, the problem is never going to be on God's part. The Bible said, I've already given you all things that pertains to what? Life, and it's already been done. So the problem is not going to be him. It's never going to be him. So how dare we come with the attitude of, I'm just going to blame them. Man, they ain't going to let me make it. Bo ain't going to let me make it. He ain't going to hire me. He ain't going to give me no money. No, he got all that money. You do got all that money, though. But no, he ain't going to give. What do we do immediately? We blame what? Somebody or something else. We're never going to say, let me look at myself. Let me look at maybe the reason I haven't gotten that. How much time do I spend on the word versus how much time I spend on social media? Somebody say, what you say? I mean, how much time do we spend on the thing? How much time have we got? We say we're believing God for something, we're believing God for something. What's the scripture you got to stand on? Didn't it get quiet up in the house of the Lord? Amen. One more time. Amen. All right. But you say we're believing God for something, but is it we're really believing God for it? Or is it just we say we are? How can we tell the difference? Somebody talk to me. Somebody talk back to me tonight. How can we tell the difference between we're really standing on the word, we're really believing God, and then it's just something we're doing? How can we tell the difference? When we're believing God, what are some of the things, what's going to be evidence that we're really believing God for this situation? We're going to get some results, but what are we going to do to get there? What are we doing differently? Somebody give me some steps. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We're going to find the scripture that we're going to stand on. We're going to confess the scripture. And guess what's going to happen? The word is going to do the work. That's what's happening, okay?